The investitures were at Buckingham Palace. That's the latest. I'm Matt Steele.
This is Phoenix FM.
Movie. Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
We're go flight.
Guidance
go.
Surgeon.
Go flight.
Ecom.
We're go flight.
GNC.
We're go.
Tell me.
Go.
Control.
Go flight.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go flight.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Showtime.
On the eve of Valentine's Day, welcome to the movies love song special of the Stage and Screen Show. Tonight, less talk and as much music as possible.
We better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Well, we're going. We don't need roads.
Thank you.
Opening this Love in the Movies special of the Stage and Screen Show on Phoenix FM, that was Alan Silvestri's main titles theme to Nancy Meyer's 1991 heartwarming family comedy, Father of the Bride, starring Steve Martin, Diane Keaton and Martin Short. And speaking of weddings...
I feel it in my toe. Love is all around me, and so the feeling grows. It's written on the wind, it's everywhere I go. Come on and let it show.
From Richard Curtis's 1994 comedy smash hit movie Four Weddings and a Funeral, starring Hugh Grant and Annie McDowell, that was Wet 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 with Love Is All Around. Did anybody out there not know that? The song stayed at the top of the UK singles chart for a staggering 15 consecutive weeks and is the 10th best-selling single of all time in the UK.
Phoenix FM.
And following the success of Four Weddings, a few years later, Hugh Grant was directed by Richard Curtis in another British successful comedy.
She may be the face I can't forget, a trace of pleasure or regret, maybe my treasure or the price I have to pay. She may be the
song the summer sings, maybe the chill the autumn brings, maybe 100 different things within the measure of a day. She may be the beauty or the beast, maybe the famine or the feast, may turn each day into a heaven or a hell. She may be the mirror of my dreams, a smile reflected in a stream. She may not be what she may seem inside her shell. Allowed to see them when they cry. She may be the love that cannot hope to last, may come to me from shadows of the past that I remember till the day I die. She may be the reason I survive, the why and wherefore I'm alive, the one I'll care. Take her laughter and her tears and make them all my souvenirs. Where she goes, I've got to be. The meaning of my life is she.
Elvis Costello's cover of Charles Aznavour's She, recorded for the 1999 film Notting Hill, directed by Richard Curtis and starring Hugh Grant and Julia Roberts. And there is, of course, one other Richard Curtis-Hugh Grant collaboration, which I believe has something to do with love, actually. The Prime Minister's love theme from Richard Curtis's 2003 romantic comedy Love Actually, starring a whole host of British stars, including Colin Firth, Liam Neeson, Emma Thompson, Alan Rickman, Bill Nighy, Rowan Atkinson, and of course, Hugh Grant.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Now, the score to Love Actually was composed by Craig Armstrong, who also arranged this.
Love is a many splendid thing. What? Love lifts us up where we belong. All you need is love.
Please don't start that again.
All what? You need is love.
A girl has got to eat.
All you need is love.
She'll end up on the street.
All you need is love.
Love is just a game.
I was made for loving you, baby. You were made for loving me.
The only way of loving me, baby, is to pay a lovely fee.
Just one night, just one night.
There's no way, 'cause you can't pay.
In the name of love. One night in the name of love.
You crazy fool, I won't give in to you.
Don't leave me this way. I can't survive without your sweet love. Oh, baby, don't leave me this way.
You'd think that people would have had enough of silly love songs.
I look around me and I see it isn't so. No.
Some people want to fill the world. Silly love songs.
Well, what's wrong with that? I'd like to know. 'Cause here I go again. Love left us up where we belong. Where eagles fly on a mountain high.
Love makes us act like we are.
I won't.
And I'll drink all the time.
We should be lovers.
We can't do that.
We should be lovers. And that's a fact.
Though nothing will keep us together.
Baz Luhrmann's 2001 romantic jukebox musical Moulin Rouge. That was the Elephant Love Medley, performed by Ewan McGregor, Nicole Kidman and Jamie Allen, and arranged by Craig Armstrong and Marius De Vries.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
And 5 years before Moulin Rouge, in 1996, director Baz Luhrmann and composer Craig Armstrong collaborated on another movie, arguably a retelling of the greatest love story of all time. Kissing You, the love theme from Baz Luhrmann's 1996 film version of Romeo and Juliet, in an instrumental arrangement by Craig Armstrong and featuring the voices of Leonardo DiCaprio as Romeo, Claire Danes as Juliet, a particularly impressive performance, and Miriam Margoyles as the nurse.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
And here's another originally composed love theme from a much more recent and hugely popular romantic drama. Thank you. Beautiful. That was Aaron Ziegman's main theme to the 2004 movie The Notebook, starring Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams, and adapted from the best-selling novel of the same name by Nick Cassavetes.
Phoenix FM.
And now let's take a break from the music for this week's Stage and Screen News, featuring movie content written by our intrepid movie and film correspondent, Vicky Bufton. Rupert Gould has been appointed as the new artistic director of the Almeida Theatre in North London. He'll take up his new role in August, replacing outgoing artistic director Michael Attenborough, who has been at the venue for 11 years. Currently artistic director at Headlong, Gould will continue to run the theatre company until the autumn. Gould was the inaugural artistic director of Headlong and joined the company in 2005. His last production for Headlong will be American Psycho, the musical. Sounds great. A co-production with the Almeida, which opens this autumn. Dirty Dancing will embark on a second UK tour from March next year. That's one for you, Bob Simpson. The musical's first UK tour opened in September 2011 and is running until June this year. The second tour will begin at the Bristol Hippodrome in March 2014 and will then tour the UK until January 2015. Further dates have yet to be announced. Producer Carl Siddow said, "We are so pleased to be starting this new stage in Dirty Dancing's UK journey. A unique combination of Eleanor Bernstein's iconic story and the breathtaking dancing for which the show is renowned has proven so popular around the country that we're really looking forward to allowing new audiences to experience this timeless classic live on stage." Dirty Dancing originally ran for 5 years in London at the Aldwych Theatre, which opened in 2006. The first live broadcast of a West End opening night took place last Friday evening at the Great Expectations Gala performance at the Vaudeville Theatre. More than 150 cinemas across the UK and Ireland hosted live screenings of the stage adaptation, with further broadcasts planned after the event for cinemas worldwide, including in Europe, Canada and the US, Asia and Australia. Additional footage, such as the arrival of celebrity guests and interviews with audience members during the interval, were also included. Omniverse Vision, which has previously transmitted Les Miserables at the O2 Arena live to worldwide cinemas, filmed the event. The live broadcast also marked the launch of the Dickens Legacy, which has been set up alongside the stage show to receive a share of the box office. It will distribute funds to projects that deal with issues Dickens was concerned with, such as prison reform, adoption, and literacy. Roger Allam is set to appear alongside Colin Morgan in The Tempest as part of Shakespeare's Globe 2013 season. Allam will play Prospero, and Morgan, who is best known for playing the title role in the BBC drama Merlin, will appear as Ariel in the show, which will be directed by Jeremy Herrin. Jesse Buckley, who competed in BBC TV series I'd Do Anything, will play Miranda. The show will run from April the 23rd to August the 18th, with press night on May the 2nd, and will include music composed by Stephen Warbeck. Meanwhile, actor Eve Best is set to make her directorial debut with Macbeth alongside Joseph Milson in the title role. And new in London this week, A Chorus Line officially opens at the London Palladium next Tuesday, the 19th of February. Music by Marvin Hamlisch, book by James Kirkwood and Nicholas Dante, and lyrics by Edward Kleban. Directed by Bob Avian, the show stars John Partridge and Scarlett Strahlen. And more locally, on Sunday, the 17th of February, Turn the Beat Around, Smooth Moves Academy of Performing Arts presents at Brentwood Theatre. The local performance group perform a show full of variety and entertainment that'll get you tapping your feet and moving in your seat. Tickets are £9 and can be booked by contacting the Brentwood Theatre box office on 01277 200 305. And in the world of film, the BAFTAs took place on Sunday night and Ben Affleck's Argo was highly praised, receiving the Best Director and Best Film gongs. Could be telling for Oscar night, although Affleck has been left out of contention for Best Director. Skyfall took home Best British Film and Juno Temple was awarded the EE Rising Star Award, so keep an eye on her. Albert Brooks and Ellen DeGeneres have both signed up for more watery peril in the sequel to Finding Nemo. It's not yet known if it will continue on from the last one, or if, like Monsters, Inc., sequel will move about the timeline of our fishy friends. And the feature-length adaptation of Stephen Falk's Songbird, recently adapted by the BBC, has suddenly taken flight after years in development. Nicholas Hoult of recent box office hit Warm Bodies has been cast as the film's lead. Stephen Raisford, an Englishman living in France who falls in love with a married woman. Rise of the Planet of the Apes director Rupert Wyatt will be overseeing things from behind the camera. Out at the cinema this week, firstly, This is 40, the sort of sequel to Knocked Up. Paul Rudd reprises his role as Pete alongside Leslie Mann in this comedy about hitting the big 4-0. Also, For Ellen, Paul Dano stars as a rock star who attempts to reconnect with his estranged daughter. And Run For Your Wife, Danny Dyer plays a cabbie who has not only one wife, but two. When they find out about each other, hilarity is supposed to ensue, but we can't make any promises. And the UK cinema box office top five this week. Flight comes down at number five in a fall of two places, while Django Unchained follows suit, falling from last week's two to number four. New entry I Give It a Year keeps the British end up at number three. Les Mis finally gets shaken off the top spot down to number two by Disney's Wreck-It Ralph, who comes straight in at number one.
Phoenix FM.
You're listening to the Stage and Screen Show Love in the Movies Valentine Special here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Far enough so you know she clear as a sea. She's got a secret garden where everything you want, where everything you need will always stay a million miles away.
Secret Garden by Bruce Springsteen, used in Cameron Crowe's 1996 romantic comedy drama Jerry Maguire, starring Tom Cruise and Renée Zellweger. The story of a sports agent inspired by the work of real-life agent Lee Steinberg, who acted as a technical consultant on the movie.
Phoenix FM.
But when you think of Renée Zellweger and romantic comedies, there's really only one film that springs to mind.
Exactly like you. I've been traveling all around the world, waiting for you to come through. Someone like you, you make it all worthwhile. Someone like you keeps me satisfied. Exactly like you. I've been doing some soul searching to find out where you're at.
Dina Carroll and Someone Like You, featured in the soundtrack of Sharon Maguire's big screen adaptation of Bridget Jones's Diary, based on the novel by Helen Fielding and starring Renee Zellweger, Hugh Grant and Colin Firth.
Phoenix FM.
Sweetest
performed by rock legends Aerosmith. That was I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, written by Diane Warren and recorded for the soundtrack of the 1998 movie Armageddon, directed by Michael Bay and starring Bruce Willis, Ben Affleck and Liv Tyler. The film follows a group of blue-collar deep-core drillers sent by NASA to stop a gigantic asteroid on a collision course with Earth. Armageddon opened in cinemas only 2.5 months after a similar impact-based movie, Deep Impact, in fact, which, although less successful at the box office, was generally regarded by those in the know to be more scientifically accurate. Deep Impact starred Robert Duvall and Morgan Freeman, who also appeared in this.
Such a heart
from the 1991 Kevin Reynolds movie Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, which starred Kevin Costner, Morgan Freeman and Alan Rickman. That was, of course, Bryan Adams with Everything I Do It For You. The song was a phenomenal chart success internationally and particularly in the UK, where it spent 16 consecutive weeks at number one, the longest in British chart history. And for those of you who were wondering earlier what it was that could possibly have spent longer than Love Is All Around in the number one spot, there is your answer. So now, from one Robin Hood to another.
Seems like only yesterday you were just a child at play. Now you're all grown up inside of me. Oh, how fast those moments flee. Once we watched a lazy world go by, the days seem to fly. Life is brief, but when it's gone, love goes on and on.
From Walt Disney's 1973 animated adventure Robin Hood, that was Nancy Adams with Love, written by Floyd Hudson and George Bruns. Yes, you can always rely on the Disney Studios for a good old classic love song, and this next track won the Academy Award for Best Original Song in 1991, and quite right too.
As old as time, true as it can be, barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least, a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast, ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. As old as time.
The Oscar-winning Beauty and the Beast from the 1991 Disney film of the same name. Music by Alan Menken and lyrics by Howard Ashman. Performed, of course, by Angela Lansbury. And that brings us to the end of another show. I hope you've enjoyed this Valentine's Love in the Movies special. And after the news, Melanie Watson will be here with Body Talk in association with Spire Hartswood Hospital, followed by Curveballs with Nick Field at 8. And then Joe Box once again will be throwing the switch from 10. Thank you, as always, to Vicky Bufton for her screen news, and to you for listening. And I hope you can join me next week at the same time, 6 p.m, for some more of the Stage and Screen Show, only on Phoenix FM. Bye for now.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
The Sky News Centre at News. 7. Politicians here and across Europe are making tough statements over the horsemeat scandal.